All right, so we are diving into a super common marketing challenge today.
Okay.
And this is something that I know a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah.
You are getting clicks on your PPC ads.
Right.
But those clicks aren't turning into conversions. They aren't turning into sales.
Exactly.
They're not turning into anything. And our source for this deep dive is Chris Bradley's article, Is Your PPC Landing Page Working Well?
That's a good one.
So the core issue that Bradley's highlighting here and that we're going to kind of unpack together is that many businesses and marketers focus so much on the ad itself,
right,
getting that click, getting people to that page,
yeah,
but they neglect this super crucial element, which is the landing page where people actually land.
Right.
After they click. So our mission here today is to extract some of Bradley's key insights so that you listening to this can make sure that those hard-earned clicks that you're paying for with your PPC campaigns are actually leading somewhere.
Absolutely.
They're actually turning into something valuable.
It's like building a bridge halfway across the river.
Oh, I like that.
You might get people started, but they're not going to reach the other side without a solid landing point.
Love it.
And Bradley's article really emphasizes that the landing page is where the conversion happens or doesn't.
Yeah, or doesn't happen. And so let's dive into some of these specifics.
Okay.
Because one of the things that Bradley says right off the bat that I thought was really interesting is that directly asking for the sale right up front is not the most effective way to get people to that other side of the bridge, so to speak.
Right.
So what does he suggest instead for actually convincing those leads?
I think what's fascinating here is this subtle approach of offering value first.
Yeah.
So instead of going straight for the hard sell, you're teaching them something relevant to their needs.
Okay.
That builds trust and it positions you as a helpful resource.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's less abrasive.
Mm.
I think we can all relate to that.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like meeting someone new and immediately asking them for a favor.
Right.
Versus offering to help them with something first.
Yeah, it's all about building that relationship first and foremost.
Exactly.
Before you even go for the ask. Now, Bradley also stresses that the people clicking your ads need to be the same people that your landing page is talking to. So in other words, you need to have that alignment between your targeting and your landing page content. Why is that so critical?
Yeah, because if we connect this to the bigger picture, imagine your ads are targeting, you know, small business owners.
Yeah.
But then your landing page is all about these big enterprise level solutions.
Right.
There's a disconnect there.
Huge disconnect, yeah.
That's going to immediately lose your audience.
Yeah, they're going to bounce right off the page.
So Bradley's point is about that precise alignment. The audience you attract needs to be the audience you serve on that page.
It's all about relevance, right?
Absolutely.
You've got to make sure that you're speaking to the right people with the right message at the right time.
100%.
So once you've got the right folks there, how do you actually make sure that they understand what you're offering without overwhelming them?
Right.
And Bradley talks a lot about keeping it simple.
Well, this raises an important question about clarity. You know, your potential customers need to quickly grasp what is the core benefit you provide.
Yeah.
And crucially, what problem does it solve for them?
Right.
Don't bury the lid, you know, get straight to the value proposition. What's in it for them?
Yeah, make it crystal clear. And to make that value proposition even more believable, Bradley highlights something that we've all probably encountered online, which is social proof.
Oh, yeah. Testimonials.
Yeah. Talk about why those are so powerful.
Testimonials are powerful because they offer that validation from others.
Yeah.
It's one thing for you to say, your product is great.
Right.
It's another for someone who's actually used it to say the same thing.
Exactly.
And that trust factor is huge for conversions.
It's massive. Yeah, you want to see that other people have had success with this product or service before you're willing to kind of jump in yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, another really practical tip that Bradley includes in this article that I think could be really helpful for a lot of people listening is including an FAQ section on your landing page.
Right.
Why is that so useful?
Well, I think about my own experiences, you know, when I'm online.
Yeah.
If I have a question and I can't find the answer quickly and easily, I'm probably just going to leave.
Yeah, you're out.
And so having that FAQ section there, it addresses those common questions up front.
Right.
Keeps users engaged and it just saves them time.
It's all about anticipating those questions that your audience might have.
Exactly.
And getting ahead of them right there on the landing page.
Yeah, make it easy for them.
Now, Bradley also touches on this idea that if people don't recognize your brand, they might be hesitant to convert.
Right.
So how can you address that lack of brand awareness, potentially.
What's interesting here is that brand recognition kind of builds this foundation of trust, even before they really, you know, fully engage with your offer.
Right.
So Bradley suggests that even things like having a consistent social media presence can help to build that familiarity.
It's all about those touch points.
Exactly.
You know, getting your brand in front of people as many times as possible.
Yeah, build that recognition.
So that when they do see your ad and they do land on your landing page, they're like, oh, yeah, I've seen these guys before.
I know them.
I'm more likely to trust them. Now, he also mentions that if your landing page sends people to another site, the content on both needs to flow logically.
It has to.
So why is that important?
Well, you know, imagine clicking on an ad for a very specific product.
Right.
And then landing on just like a generic homepage with no connection.
Right.
You know, that's a disjointed experience.
Yeah, it's jarring.
It can be very confusing and make you question the relevance.
Absolutely.
So Bradley's emphasizing a seamless transition there to keep people engaged.
Keep them moving through the funnel. And finally, Bradley advises minimizing distractions on your landing page.
Okay.
So what are some of the things that we should be aware of there?
I think we can all think of, you know, annoying elements that can just quickly frustrate visitors on a landing page.
Yeah.
And make them abandon it. You know, things like aggressive pop-ups.
Yeah.
Or, you know, auto-playing audio.
Oh, I hate that.
It can be very off-putting.
So it's all about keeping it clean. Keeping it focused.
Exactly.
And making sure that the user experience is as smooth and as frictionless as possible.
100%.
So the big takeaway here, I think, for everyone listening,
is
that your PPC landing page isn't just a formality. It's not an afterthought.
Right.
It's a critical step in turning those clicks into actual results.
Absolutely.
It's about providing value, speaking directly to your audience.
Yeah.
Keeping your message clear and building trust.
Don't let your landing page be the weak link.
Yeah, don't let it be the thing that's holding you back from actually getting those conversions. So considering all these elements, what's one immediate adjustment that you listening to this right now could make to your landing page strategy to better connect with the leads that you're working so hard to attract?
That's a good question.
I think that's something worth pondering. And that's our prompt for further thought after this deep dive.
Love it.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.